नमस्तेऽस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकालाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः। महादेवाय नमः। महादेवाय नमः। महादेवाय नमः। Imagine you are dreaming. Now see the meaning of these words. Keep seeing. In the dream, you see sun, space-time sun. You see the earth, clouds, mountains, trees, cows, horses, people. Different people. Each one in the dream you are seeing, each individual is a conscious being. Each individual is a conscious being. And each individual is looking at this world – the sun, clouds, earth, mountains, trees – looking at your srishti, keep seeing the meaning of these words. Your Srishti. Each one has his or her own anxieties, ragadveshas. Each one's perception is bound to be vitiated, affected by the spectrum of likes and dislikes. That is the order you have created, you manifest in the form of physical order, biological order, physiological order, psychological order. That is how you manifest, conforming to these orders. Each one has an individual, personal response to your world. So the individual conscious being is within the conscious being you are. See the meaning. You are the conscious being who is manifest as space, time and the jagat and different orders, and within that conscious being, the individual conscious being has his or her own individuality. The individual is sitting in meditation, is listening to me. I tell him, there is one limitless conscious being who is all knowledge, and whose knowledge is manifest in the form of what is space, time, sun, earth, orders. It is the knowledge of the dreamer. Here, which is manifest in the form of jagat. What is that conscious being whose knowledge is manifest. Tasmai Namaha. That you have a body, mind, sense, this individual complex entity, that you can remember, you can die to the physical world and dream, is given. that you can be awake, gather experiences, store them, given. Please see the meaning. The giver is one conscious being, limitless in knowledge, in shakti. This conscious being is manifest in the form of jagat, space, time, sun, earth, atmosphere, life forms. And your own body. Your neighbor's body. This conscious being with limitless knowledge pervades you. Not just pervades you, is manifest in the form of this physical body, every cell reveals the presence of the genetic, biological order that is Ishvara, health. Again, Ishvara, another order, mind, another order, Ishvara. The birth, parentage, another order of connections, karma, Ishvara. The presence of Ishvara is all the way. That the individual is ignorant, born ignorant, Ishvara, capable of knowledge, Ishvara, has knowledge, Ishvara. What is Ishvara. Within that, the individual is Ishvara. The individual doesn't disappear. Individual is blessed, pervaded by Ishvara. The individual is not alienated from Ishvara. Individual is not Ishvara. There are other individuals. All are blessed by Ishvara. Tasmai namaha. Tasmai namaha. I am happily connected the more I understand Namaha, there is more Ishvara in my life. Tasmai Namaha. More Ishvara, I am more objective. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. That conscious being and this conscious being, see the meaning, that conscious being who is space, time, who is the Jagat, that conscious being, limitless conscious being, is this conscious being confined to one body, mind, senses. This conscious being is pervaded by that conscious being. The being is consciousness. This conscious being is consciousness. That conscious being is consciousness. This conscious being is consciousness. That conscious being is consciousness. The consciousness is. Is there a difference? The consciousness has no location, has no dimension. Limitless consciousness is being, is consciousness, is. That conscious being is consciousness. This conscious being is consciousness. This conscious being is consciousness. This consciousness, I am Atma, is limitless, pervades all minds, all that is here. Pervades the knower, knowledge known. Sustains the knower, knowledge known. Is there anything outside this consciousness. Think of a star. The star, is it outside consciousness? The distance between this body and the star, is it outside consciousness? Chidananda, limitless Ananda, limitless consciousness is Ananda. Chidananda Rupas, Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivaha, Chidananda Rupaha. The word Shiva, single word for Chidananda. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham, Shivoham. Limitless consciousness. Is there anything outside consciousness? A micro object, macro object, within my mind, or object outside the senses, all are they not consciousness? They are consciousness. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham, Shivoham. Aham. Aham, aham, chit, aham, aham, chit, rupa. Chitsurupo, Chitsurupa, aham, 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 Chitsurupa, 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 aham, Chitsurupa. Chitsurupaha, aham, chitsurupaha. I limitless consciousness, I consciousness, I consciousness, knower, I consciousness, knowledge is consciousness, I knower, I consciousness, knowledge, consciousness, I known, consciousness, I knower, consciousness, I knowledge, consciousness, I known, consciousness, I known sun, whole sun, consciousness, I plus sun, consciousness, I, the space between eyes and the sun, consciousness, I, eyes, consciousness, I, thought, sun thought, consciousness, I, knower of sun, consciousness, I, limitless consciousness, I. Akhanda Swarupoham consciousness, I, limitless consciousness, I, knower, I, consciousness, knowledge, consciousness, I, knowledge, I, consciousness, consciousness, I, known, any known consciousness, I, pot, tree, star, consciousness, I, think of an object outside consciousness. Think of an object outside consciousness. Chidananda Rupoham Chidananda Rupoham Chidananda Rupoham. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.